The state of Alaska is offering grants to rural areas as part of the initiative against domestic violence. Melissa Stone, behavioral health director for the State Department of Health and Social Services, says recent studies link traumatic childhood experiences to drug, alcohol, and tobacco abuse and obesity in adults. Stone says the state is seeking ideas from rural areas on how to build violence-free communities.
The grants are focused on rural areas where we hope to encourage community agencies and individuals to work together to come up with some creative responses and ideas for how to make a difference in domestic violence.
Stone says the grants are intended to link stakeholders and to expand the breadth of prevention services.
What we're looking for is a community evaluation process to begin with, where interested individuals and agencies in a community get together to look at the circumstances in their community that are contributing to domestic violence.
Primary grants of $500,000 will go to a regional or community coalition that can serve several surrounding smaller towns and villages. The original grant could be expanded to as much as $1 million over 3 years. 2 to 3 additional grants of around $200,000 will go to other communities.
This is different because there's a focus of funds specifically on primary prevention and early intervention, and historically our funds have been more focused on emergency victim services or separately behavioral health services. So this is an opportunity to bring communities together to really look at how can they make a difference in intervening earlier, working together in different ways.
Successful applicants will need to bring forward new ideas, demonstrate community involvement in assessing regional issues, and identify results they intend to accomplish.